I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dr. Alana, welcome in. Thanks very much.
Thank you. It has been a while.
Yes. Well, I know that you've been busy. All these people across the country that you have rallied in an organized way. And for every step forward, the broader issue here is parental rights are tantamount to this whole thing. That's what this is about. So you also have some emails, apparently, you sent out in a news release. What can you tell us about Westchester School District?
You know, you said in some of your beginning remarks about this story that Westchester Area School District became like the epic center in Pennsylvania. I'll tell you, this is due to a large extent to our robust chapter in that school district. They are doing phenomenal job and they are attending every single meeting. And in fact, we uncovered this information through Right to Know. We have been filing Right to Know in many school districts around the country. And it's becoming more and more challenging because they are now prepared for that. They are lawyering up. In many cases, including a case that we have in Westchester School District, Westchester School Area District, that we inquired into the training of the teachers. And not only did the school district send their lawyer, the lawyer of the training company is coming after us as well. So this is becoming very challenging, and I'm very happy that we were able to uncover this information. And you should know, we uncovered this, we're uncovering in many other school districts, but this is happening everywhere because they adopted this sick ideology that gender identity is separate from biology. And they are pushing it, they are jamming that down our kids' throat and causing them and the families a major problem for life.
And this guy seemed to retreat, Dr. Alana, here to the position, well, we look at each case individually. He didn't say that, but I'm reading between the lines. And again, unless there is some criminal complaint, somebody at somewhere is suspect of the violence of a parent or something. There's got to be more than that. You cannot usurp that. You're not allowed to make that judgment that because the kid says, well, I can't tell my parents this, that you are going to evade the parent. That's the whole thing about parental rights here that they're trying to strip away.
I wonder if the kids will say, I'm taking drugs and don't tell my parents.
Right.
If they are going to tell the parents or not tell the parents. They're telling the parents, and I'll tell you from my own experience also, when my kid come to the nurse and say, I have a headache, I get a phone call right away.
Exactly.
My son played in the playground during recess, and he hurt his finger, and I'm giving you concrete examples that happened to my kids. Even he hurt his finger, the nurse called me, even if nothing happened. So now the kid comes, a kid at 5 and 6 and 7, whatever age, and tell the school, I feel I'm a girl today, and he's a boy biologically, so they are not telling that to the parents. So this is where really definitely they're not just cross the line, they are violating our responsibility and our role as a parent of the child.
Yeah, I like what you said there, too. It's not just a feel-good, well, after all, I'm the parent. The parent has a responsibility for the health and welfare of the child. They could face criminal charges. We all know this. You have no right to intervene. They have to be a full partner here. Again, unless there's something more official about some estrangement where there's a hint of violence there, you are really on dicey ground. But that's the default position. That's where they are now. Wanted to ask you, though, after what we've seen now for a while since we last talked, maybe, are you seeing any signs of pushback after Youngkin won in Virginia, after we've seen the national school boards push back, I believe, you know, when it was uncovered, they were going to come after parents, et cetera. You have quite an organization. Are you seeing that we're winning on this issue?
Yes, incrementally, more and more parents are earning the courage or getting the courage to stand up and protect their own children. And that's where the bottom line is, protecting their own children. We're having a lot of conversation with many legislators pushing legislation to protect parental rights, like the one, the Senate bill in Pennsylvania, 996, that we hope that we still will own the House and will be able maybe to pass. I don't know what the new governor also will do, Shapiro, but this is something that's gaining more and more traction among parents. More parents are standing up. At the bottom line, you know, the kids are going to outgrow that school. You know who's going to be stuck with the bill of the kids' health? And I'm saying bill, I'm not referring only to the dollars. I'm talking to their life and all the problems that they're going to have. These are the parents. The parents are going to be out there needing to collect the pieces and try to provide the healing to their children, not the school.
Exactly.
They're going to be bygone to the next, you know, the next victims that they're going to create. So this is something that definitely when I launched the movement, and I remember the day after my appearance on Tucker, literally the day I put a short video and called it, it's our D-Day. It was not even 2 minutes of the only video I did. And I started highlighting the issues. And I talked about in the morning when kids are going to get up and they have to choose if they're a boy or a girl. A lot of people approached me, thought that I'm crazy. What am I speaking about? And lo and behold, a year later, that's really the central issue that mobilizes parents and make them finally say enough, it's enough.
Yeah, you're right. That's a great insight, too. A lot of these people are not like you. You're obviously someone capable in front of crowds to talk, et cetera, but they're mobilized. This is a breaking point. Are we seeing nationwide now? We're talking with Dr. Alana Fishbein, founder, president of No Left Turn in Education. To me, the stories that I'm involved in, the transgendered stuff across the board has usurped critical race theory as the touchstone, but I think it's still out there. What are you seeing nationwide?
Absolutely. It's all one issue. You know, when they started with the critical theory in the 60s in the law school and then evolved into critical race theory in 1989, with the intersectionality of race and gender with Kimberly Crenshaw. Over the years, when it came to already to the 2010 and on, the intersectionality expanded to a point that it includes everything, including religion, including ability, disability, including you know, your income level, ethnicity. So everything is encompasses now, not only in the CRT and Comprehensive Sexuality Education, CSE, it's the social emotional learning that encompasses all that. It's important to see what's happening here. The schools are creating the problem, and now they're running to, quote unquote, offer solution. And what is their solution? Starting with the Secretary of Education under Obama, with the concept of community school, bringing health services, food, nutrition, everything into the school and expanding the school day. And then in 2014, the CDC stepped into the school with the whole child, whole community, whole school. Yeah, so they came up with that concept. Again, the CDC is intervening in the school and bringing a whole area of health and particularly mental health services. And recently with Learning 2025, the Association of Superintendent, the National Association of Superintendent, bringing the Learning 2025. Again, this is a very dangerous trend when in fact schools are creating those mental health problems and health problems, transitioning the kids, creating a lot of health problems and mental health problems, and also this racist ideology creating all those problems. And now they want to saturate the schools with so-called professionals that are going to be treating the children, beside the fact that we know already now there are teachers and other staff at the school that are not licensed to treat kids with any of those issues or actually treating kids. Lawsuits are popping up. There are lawsuits already around the country. It's very different from the beginning when I had the first lawsuit with, and you interviewed Gabrielle Clark.
Yes.
CRT lawsuit.
Yep. Nevada, yeah.
That's right. This was, we couldn't find lawyers. We couldn't find lawyers to represent her from Nevada. Now I have lawyers lined up contacting me, even from Pennsylvania, saying we are ready to sue if
good.
You have a case.
Good. That is all good stuff. Now, where do people find you on your website, No Left Turn in Education?
We're still the same website, but expanded with lots of more information and resources, noleftturn.us. NoLeftTurn.us. You can find that obviously also on Facebook. We have Facebook pages, several ones for Pennsylvania, and it's No Left Turn in Education. Please join us because that's the only way we can fight them. We have many more chapters in Pennsylvania, and we have people that are organizing because they see we can not only move the dial, we can make an impact, we can change what's going on. Parents and community members have to get up and join. We know how to do it. We have the tools. We have the information. And we will provide you any support that you need.
You absolutely do. Dr. Ilana, as always, thank you. Thanks for the update.
Thank you for having me back.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.